Well, one of my favorite parts of Christmas is seeing the beauty of the sanctuary all decorated, announcing to the world the season of Advent. Advent is a time of preparation, a time we prepare our hearts through prayer, through scripture, through music, all to receive and celebrate our blessed Savior. Jesus was a gift from God that came with a promise, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And just as each of us has heard the Christmas story again and again, John 3:16 is a verse we have heard again and again. And the story, no matter how well it is told, the scripture, no matter how many times it is repeated, has no meaning until we discover the wonder of the gift of God's promises. One amazing thing about the gift of God's promises is that while Christ came to save the whole world, the gift is still uniquely personal. Even though this gift has been offered to billions of people, this gift becomes uniquely personal when we accept this gift and discover what it means to truly live with God in our hearts, to live out the meaning of Emmanuel. You see, God created only one you. Like it or not, you are uniquely you. No one else has your DNA. No one else has your fingerprints. No one else has the gifts or talents that you possess. And that is why God seeks you. That is why God wants to dwell in your heart. He wants to claim you as his own child. And the gift of this birth, the gift of this promise, is that no matter what we have done, no matter how far away from God we may feel, Jesus came not to condemn us, but he came to this world to save us. Jesus, this little child, came to erase what separated us from God. Jesus came to create a way that we can be in the presence of God, and the presence of God can be within us. And because we are all uniquely made, when that promise becomes real to us, when we turn our lives over to Jesus, we have the unique ability to bring the love of Christ to others in a way that no one else can. Did you ever consider that? You are uniquely and wonderfully created. And when you live out your life for Christ, you can show people a side of God's love that no one else is capable of. We all share the same Creator. We all share the same gift of salvation. But after salvation, we are all given different gifts. When we think of Christmas, we often think about gifts, buying gifts, wrapping gifts, giving gifts, and hopefully getting gifts. And while those things are great, what God has gifted us with is so much more. And when you use those gifts to love people the way God created you to love people, you have no idea what kind of impact you can leave on this earth. And don't think you have to do one big thing. You don't have to be the soloist. You don't have to be the preacher. You, and in your own way, through a series of little things, can change the life of people. I may have told this story once before, but my wife and I had a friend named Sarah. Carla and Sarah met through work while I was deployed, and Carla and Sarah became good buddies, and they hung out a lot. Sarah was not what you would call an ideal catch for most people. She was a larger, plus-sized girl. She had been through a terrible divorce where her husband had cheated on her and left her with a present when he left that affected her health for quite some time, leaving her barren. Sarah and Carla's friendship was pretty strong, and when I got back from my deployment, Sarah became our third wheel. And when we went out on a date, Sarah went out on a date with us. And when it was Valentine's Day, Carla would get flowers at work, and Sarah would get flowers at work. And so, over time, our friendship kept going and going, and eventually, Sarah started dating again. And she met this wonderful man named Joe. In very short time, they were engaged, and not long after, they were married. Now, Carla was invited to be in the wedding. She was one of the bridesmaids. For me, I was asked just to be an usher, which was okay. I was happy to help. But after the wedding was over, Sarah came up to me, and she said, "Thank you for making this day possible." And I said, all I asked people, did you want to sit on the bride side or the groom side? I rented a tux. I didn't do much here. She said, no, what you don't understand is that over the last 5 years, your kindness and your love to me and your friendship made a world of difference. And the way that I see you treat your wife, the way that you loved her and cared for her and sacrificed for her, those things that you did and the way that you loved the way Christ loved gave me the hope to start dating again, gave me the hope to get married again. And what, 10 years later, Joe and Sarah are still married, doing well, and still good friends of ours. You see, God created you to be you. And when you take how God has created you, when you take the tools and the gifts that he has given you through the Holy Spirit, when you love people the way Jesus loved people, when you saw the beautiful person and not their exterior, when you saw the person inside and not their situation, when you love people like that, you can change their world. And it may not be on the first day. It may not be on the second day. But when you keep loving and keep loving, you'll bring peace, love, and joy to this world. You'll bring people out of their chaos. And when they see that your life is not about politics, when they see your life isn't about all the extra stuff, when they see that you can have joy in all circumstances, when they see that you love people no matter what, then you'll change people's lives. And just remember, you may be the only sign of the love of Jesus Christ that they will ever experience. So if you want to find Christmas in the chaos, then you need to start loving the way Jesus loved. You need to take away all of the stuff. Forget about all the trees and all the decorations. Forget about all the presents. And make this a Christmas about love. Make this a Christmas that you build bridges. Make this a Christmas that you forgive. Make this a Christmas that you love that person that you know nobody else loves. Because we all have that one person who shows up, right? That we go, oh, they're coming. But you know, that person needs love too, right? Love isn't about money. Love isn't about gifts. Love is about loving somebody the way Christ loved them. Seeing them for who they are. But it all starts by accepting the gift that God has for you. It starts by saying, God, I turn to you. I surrender to you. It begins with reading his word. It begins with prayer. And it begins by saying, I am not worthy. But God, you make me worthy. For we have all sinned, and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But we have a God who loves us, a God who wants to call all of us his child. Are you ready to accept the gift of the Father's love? Are you ready to accept the gift of forgiveness? Are you ready to accept the gift of redemption? Are you ready for the gift of a new life in Christ? All of those gifts were wrapped in a manger almost 2,000 years ago. The same gift foretold by the prophets is waiting for you. The same gift that the angels sung about. The same gift that the shepherds came and marveled at. The gift that the wise men came and worshiped. The gift of salvation through Jesus Christ is waiting for you. And all you have to do is say yes to receive it. All of this is because of God's love for us. In a moment, we're going to share in Holy Communion. If you are a guest in our midst, you are welcome to participate with us. We will be sharing by the method of intinction, which will you'll take a piece of bread and dip it in the cup and then take it. If for COVID or other reasons you don't feel comfortable, you may just pass by in reverence, and that's okay. But Holy Communion is one of two sacraments in our church. Holy Communion can be just a piece of bread dipped in a little bit of juice. And you can leave here exactly the same as you came. But I promise you that if you will open up your hearts if you will say yes to the presence of the Holy Spirit, then these elements will become more than just bread and juice. They will become Christ for you through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when you come to God's table with an open heart, maybe you need to be healed. Maybe you need to be forgiven. Maybe you just need a refill. But I promise you, whatever your needs are, when you come to God's table, he is here to meet those. This is Christ's bread and Christ's body. Join with me in our liturgy. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And so with your people on earth and the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to be a light to the nations. You scatter the proud in the imagination of their hearts, and have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You put down the mighty from their thrones and exalt those of low degree. You fill the hungry with good things, and the rich you send empty away. Your own Son came among us as a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself in obedience to your will and freely accepted death on a cross. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up, he took bread, gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice and union with Christ's offering for us as we together proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes again in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Join with us now in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Will those who will be serving communion please come forward? That light, and then you passed it on to someone else, did it diminish your light? No. The gift of Christ is not just for us. It's for us to share. The gift of Christ is God's love. Christmas, of all things, is a love story. The story of a loving God who wants to redeem a broken people. And through Jesus Christ, we can become unbroken. We may not be perfect. We might delete too many slides out of the show. But it doesn't change the love of God inside of us. And we may extinguish these candles tonight, but we don't have to extinguish the light and the love of God inside of us. So as you leave here tonight, think about each and every day how God made you uniquely you, and how in your own unique way that you can share that love of God with other people. May you have a Merry Christmas, and God bless. That concludes our service.